Welcome to this special update with Bishop Robert J. Brennan on the state of the church and the coronavirus. Welcome, Bishop Brennan.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Dave. And hello, everyone who is listening. Thanks for staying connected.
It's been an exciting week. Everybody is dealing with the coronavirus and their own lives. There's also some new news and some new requirements that we're supposed to be listening to and implementing in our own lives. Some of those requirements I know you've been digesting. What are the requirements that you're looking at most carefully?
As you know, the updates that have been coming from the governor and from all of the health officials have really constricted our movement even more, and for good reasons, So the message remains, stay at home. And the other part of it is that in places where people will get enter or gather, the need to meet certain requirements is growing. So, for example, the taking of temperatures. As I look at our hope to keep the churches open, I always said it was under very strict circumstances if we could meet those needs. That's becoming more and more difficult. We just can't do all the things that are required for people to enter the churches safely or to run into one another. And so I'm afraid that that we can't continue to keep the churches open for prayer. What we have to do is ask people to continue to be united spiritually in prayer wherever they are, and to stay put. This is another step that is very sad, but at the same time, it's all motivated in the care for the safety and the well-being of all people.
Thank you, Bishop Brennan. I know that that is at the center of all your decisions, the safety of our community and the ability for us to respond so that we can get back to a life where we can care for each other without the fear of passing a virus on to them. Is the asymptomatic nature of coronavirus also part of the distancing that has been important in your decision-making?
Well, it's part of the decision-making in terms of placing all of the precautions and restrictions. So, yes, it's also in my own. Here's the thing. If we look at it logically, every person I come into contact, when I come into contact with somebody, I end up coming into contact with everybody with whom they have been in contact. And, you know, that just widens and widens and widens. So you might just say, oh, it's just two or three people gathered in this place. Well, it's two or three people who have been out and about in the community. And then you bring that home to your family, and then if people going out, then they're bringing that back out into the community. What the governor is asking us to do, and this makes sense, is to stay put, really to limit our circles of contact into very finite circles so that we're not putting other people in danger. And that's got to be the chorus. To act otherwise, you're putting people in danger. None of us wants to do that. You know, people who are listening here, we're good people. We want the best for other people. So we would never do that intentionally. We don't want to do it unintentionally.
Bishop Brennan encouraging us to be safe and healthy, to make sure that we abide by all the guidance that we've heard from medical professionals and our state officials, our national officials. Catholic churches are being closed for that reason, at least temporarily. Bishop Brennan, there's also some new end-of-life issue questions that might be arising in the hospital visits. Can you update us on those?
Yes, my understanding is that the hospitals in Ohio are instituting some very strict guidelines and restricting visitors very, very much. One of the exceptions is for end-of-life pastoral care, but even that comes under certain guidelines. So that's something that's very important to us, that we continue to be able to minister, especially to those who are dying. And so what we've been working on, I have a group of people working so that we can adapt to those guidelines, do whatever training is necessary, and be able to respond. This is looking ahead a little bit. It's not just the immediate moment, but if this disease were to spread and hospital systems were to become overwhelmed, we need to know how to act appropriately within the hospital setting so that we're not, again, putting other people in danger. This is a matter of us being able to respond. And the hospital professionals are assuring us that there are ways that we can approach this. And so we're working those things out carefully right now.
And Bishop Brennan, you'll be joining our listeners via the airways on several masses the next several days. What's the schedule look like?
Well, we have mass tomorrow at the cathedral at 8 o'clock. That will be broadcast. It'll be a private mass, but it will be broadcast thanks to you at St. Gabriel Radio. That's a different time than we've been doing it during the week. And then on Sunday, we have our 10:30 slot, and mass will be broadcast at 10:30 from the cathedral. And we also will be able to, in the secular media, Father Schock, the vicar for his Hispanic ministry, will offer mass in Spanish that will be broadcast on Mega Radio. I believe that's 103.1. And that will be broadcast Sunday, I believe, at 10 o'clock on, not on St. Gabriel, but on the secular media on Mega Radio. We're glad for that opportunity. So if you know of people who would benefit from that, please spread the word.
And Bishop Brennan, would you like to close with a prayer?
Sure. Lord God, we ask you to look upon us in our need. We know that you are always with us. Help us to draw our strength from you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.